let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Orville Strong, says the Bible is only as reliable as the people who wrote it. His book, he says, provides proof of many inconsistencies found in the Holy Bible to make you question its truth. Orville Strong is a Vietnam veteran who served in the infantry during the Vietnam War, author of Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. Orville Strong joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Orville. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
What a thought-provoking book. So much to talk about. And let's go back and start, first of all, with your background. You describe yourself in the book as, after living almost 50 years as a good Bible-reading, church-going Christian, my eyes were opened. What opened your eyes? What made you start this process of looking into the inconsistencies you found and then writing the book, Got No Reason to Believe? When did this begin for you?
Well, actually, way back, I was in the Baptist church, and I heard this other preacher talking about we should worship on the Sabbath instead. And so that got me curious about the Sabbath, and then I joined the Worldwide, the Armstrong's Church for quite a few years, and then after he died, his replacement changed the whole thing, changed all the doctrines and everything, and so that really got me curious. And I ran into one of Armstrong's ex-ministers that really opened my eyes. His name was his last name was Connor, and he wrote a few books, and it was him that opened my eyes to the prophecies that Christians say, you know, it prophesied Christ, and he went in there and in a lot more detail than I got in the book.
Right.
Showed that wasn't true. And then I ran into this rabbi that I put in the book. He had this web page called about Isaiah 53, the time bomb or something like that. And he really demonstrated that Isaiah 53 is not what the Christians say it is. It's not a prediction of Christ.
Yeah, you go through so many issues in detail in the book. And the book has Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case by Orville Strong, our guest on the program. The book, of course, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on his book. You start off in the beginning with Genesis, and talk a little bit about that when you went back and did some research on that and some inconsistencies, some misinterpretations you felt.
Right.
Yeah, what were some of those? What was it about Genesis that, and that's a great place to begin, what was it that that you realized, well, this doesn't make any sense to me?
Well, I thought that would be a real good place to begin.
Yes.
When the foundation is kind of rotten, that when you can go to the very foundation of everything and see how shaky it is, then you know if you're going to. Anyway, it's good to push over.
Well, yes, and you go through it in detail in breaking it down, that specific part of the Bible. You also talk about the words in the book. Christian apologists argue that complex biologies, mankind can't evolve on their own. There has to be a more complex entity, in this case, God, to create them. And you sort of shoot that down as well, don't you?
Yeah, I got a book called When Critics Ask. And I looked at, you know, that part I told about Abraham not being 75 but older. And in the book, critics, you know, in their book, the apologists, they try to say that Abraham wasn't the oldest son. But if you look at that scripture, it doesn't say that just Abraham was born when he was 130 or whatever.
Yes.
It says the whole, all his brothers, everybody was born when Terah was 130 or something like that. I'm not sure right now.
Well, yes, and it's in the book, Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. In Genesis, you talk about the flood, and you refer to that as the most preposterous tale ever told. Talk about your thoughts on the flood.
Yeah, I got a lot of that from a website called They Laugh at Creationists or something like that.
Yes.
But you know, there's a lot of questions about that, like how could it get all those animals? And you gotta, you know, what gets me is after Noah and his family's in the boat or in the ark, right?
Yes.
And they got all the animals in the world there, right? And it's dark. I mean, he's only got one window, right?
Yes.
And it's shut. And I don't think they had, well, they might have, but I doubt if they had glass. So it was dark. And you got all them people and all them animals. I mean, they got to generate a lot of shit.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yep.
I don't see how they could survive, you know, with all that stink and everything, let alone all that gas, and just imagine lighting a fire.
In fact, I don't want to imagine lighting a fire in that circumstance. That's quite a picture that come up with there. Orville Strong is our guest in the program. The book is Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. You talk about some hell and brimstone preachers going back, think we need to go back to biblical marriages. And then you go on to talk about a biblical marriage. What is a biblical marriage?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, it's living together. You know, I mean, there's that example of Isaac. You know, when Abraham's servant brought, I think Rebecca, anyway, brought his bride to him, they just went in his tent and had it. There was no ceremony, none of that stuff. I got all those examples from Genesis, all those biblical marriages.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All of this pointed out in Orville's book, Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. Again, the book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You say the history of Christianity is riddled with frauds, intimidations, ghastly executions. They also destroyed tons of ancient literature. That part, well, all of that is fascinating, but destroying tons of ancient literature. Talk about that and the impact that had on sort of verifying some of the stories.
Oh yeah. In Egypt, in Alexander, around the early, well, you know, in the early days of official Christianity, when Constantine made it the religion of Rome and all that, they had the library in Alexander destroyed, and that library had works from all over the world, and you know, many years of
yes,
learning was in there, and it was destroyed, and the church had several book burnings like that.
And all that you'll read about in the book, Got No Case to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. Orville Strong is the author. Again, the book is available at Amazon. It says that one of the things you're talking about there is, do you have an immortal soul that could cause you to suffer horrible anguish for an eternity? Something so many people struggle with. And you say there is zero evidence of that or of the supernatural at all. Talk about that,
right?
Because that's so important to so many people.
Right. Yeah. There was a magician named Amazing Randy. I don't know if he's still alive now, but for many years he had a $1 million prize for anybody that can demonstrate, that they can do supernatural stuff and
yes.
stuff, and he never had to give up the money. Let's see, I'm lost now.
Well, the book has got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. Orville Strong is our guest on the program. Book available at Google. What kind of reaction are you getting with the book? Are you getting a positive response, mixed response, are people upset with what you're bringing?
Well, I'm not getting much. Mainly your reaction.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, and also I wanted to add about that spiritual thing. You know, it's the brain, your nerves and your brain that give you thoughts and your nerves, if you don't have the feeling comes from your nerves and stuff too. And also there's an example of a guy I seen on TED Talk not long ago that he was robbed. He was hit on the head real hard, and before that he was a dummy as far as math's concerned, and then after he was hit on the head, he was a genius. And you see examples of people like that their whole personality's been changed by knock on the head or whatever, that shows that it's all physical. And once you die, that's it.
Got No Reason to Believe. Boy, time going by quickly. Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. A couple minutes left in the program. I know you've got children, you've got grandkids. Talk about do they understand what you're writing about here, and what's the family impact been like? Because what you're doing is something that not a lot of people have published books like yours. What kind of reaction do you get from family members?
Well, actually, that book is kind of my coming out as an atheist or agnostic. Some of my kids know more of my feelings than others. Some of them, I just kind of keep my mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. timing is everything when you're presenting information like that. What is this, writing this book and doing the research? Well, first of all, how long did it take you to put the book together?
Well, about a year, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to make it concise, you know, so I wouldn't bore anybody.
Well, and that's the thing about it. You're not going to sit down. It's not 400 pages that you're going to have to sit there and be lost. You're making the point. You back up the point. You move on to something else. The book has got no reason to believe Christianity's failure to prove its case by Orville Strong. Are you working on anything else now? Any other books that you've got, you're thinking about writing?
Not at this time. I'm hoping my book will be successful because I got some more ideas.
Well, I can't wait to hear the rest of those. It's a thought-provoking book, certainly. Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case by Orville Strong. The book's available at Amazon.com, of course. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Orville, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for being with us today. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Orville Strong. The book has Got No Reason to Believe, Christianity's Failure to Prove Its Case. The book is available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Orville's Amazon site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.